The State Bar Association has studied low-income residents who have legal needs in civil cases. The bar says some people get advice thanks to federal grants or free work by attorneys. But the bar says 80% of low-income households in the state have to battle in the civil courts on their own. Milwaukee attorney Rachel Schneider helped write the report. She says the people who need help are all over.
There are neighbors, they have houses, they have jobs, they have taxes, they have children. Wisconsin is the only state in the Midwest, only state, that does not fund a solution in the form of general funding for civil legal services.
Governor Jim Doyle has proposed putting $1 million in the state budget to fund legal help for civil matters. The Bar Association says that's a positive step, although the lawyers say the financial need is much larger. But the idea has failed in the legislature before, and Assembly Judiciary Committee Chairman Mark Gundrum says he'll try to sink it again.
This is another avenue for people to get money, make money off of the government, and once you open that up, certainly if it's in any way based upon any kind of hourly rate, you're going to have attorneys who are just going to get as much as they can and string out cases to make as much as they can.
But the state bar says making sure the poor have proper legal advice could help the court system flow more smoothly. The bar also has other ideas for helping people with civil cases. Some of those ideas will go to the state Supreme Court later this year. Chuck Hornbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.